弟兄姐妹平安。
Brothers and sisters, peace be with you.
刘长老平安，师母平安。
Pastor Alex and Bex, peace be with you.
愿神能够使你这次的治疗顺利，而且疾病得到根治，更好的来带领教会。
I pray to God that He will guide your treatment and He will bless you even more so you can bless our church.
Amen. 我刚才跟这个我们的翻译谈到了我有一个开场白。
Just now, I mentioned to the translator that I have a hook for today's sermon.
但是呢，我早，但是我站上来了以后呢，我突然改变了。
But I changed my mind.
三零改变。
我们大部分人都在戴口罩。
Most of us are wearing masks today.
你为什么要戴口罩？
Why do you wear masks?
为什么？
Why?
我也看到有些人没戴口罩。
I also see some of us do not wear masks.
为什么你们不戴口罩？
Why do you not wear masks?
那么是戴口罩对呢，还是不戴口罩对呢？
So is it appropriate to wear masks or not to wear masks?
都对。
Both are right.
都不违法。
None is illegal, neither is illegal.
但是是戴口罩好呢，还是不戴口罩好呢？
But what is more beneficial, wearing masks or not?
我是个外科医生，过去啊，我们进手术室的时候
，I am a surgeon in the past. Whenever we enter into operation room,
我们进到手术室的时候，我们要把衣服、鞋子，都要换上。而且呢，要洗手，要消毒，
And whenever we enter into operation room, we will change into our scrubs. We will wash our hands and we'll sanitize everything.
那这个时候我们才可以进到手术室去。
Only then can we enter into operation.
那么这个医生戴口罩，他是为谁呢
？So why do physicians or surgeons wear masks?
是为医生自己吗
？Is it for themselves?
是不是啊
？Is it?
他是为谁呢
？Who is that for?
他是为病人
，It's for the patient。
因为使这个手术呢，使它成为一个无菌的环境进行
，So that the operation can go on in a
防止这个病人呢
environment，
那个伤口感染
，Lest the patient's wound get infected。
所以说，医生他必须要戴口罩
，And therefore surgeons they have to wear masks。
今天你不戴口罩。戴口罩的人，他是为什么？是为什么
？So today, if you do wear a mask, what's that for?
今天戴口罩的人，他第一个是为自己，第二个他还为谁啊？他为他周围的人。
So if you're wearing a mask today, it is for yourselves.
他也是在保护自己，他也是在保护别人。
It's both protecting yourself and others.
今天，所以说我是劝那些没有戴口罩的人，也是想想为了别人的好处，是不是也把口罩戴起来呢
？So I would like to gently encourage those who do not wear masks.
我讲是在我们聚会的时候，在室内的时候把口罩戴起来。
So we can when we are worshiping indoors, it's better to wear masks.
阿门不阿门？
Do you agree with me?
我们是基督徒，我们不光是为了自己的利益，我们也要为别人的利益，要为别的人要做出一个榜样出来。
We are Christians, so we are not doing everything just for our own benefit.
我们不仅是在教会室内聚会要戴口罩，在现在的疫情的情况下。你参加任何的聚会，在室内聚会的时候，我也是希望大家都戴口罩。
We are also doing things for others' benefit, so I do encourage everyone to wear masks, both indoors and outdoors.
阿门不阿门？刘长老和范长老可能不太好讲这个话。
Pastor Alex and James may not say this.
我就倚老卖老了，我就讲这个话了。
But I'm counting all my seniority here and my senior age, so I can say this instruction to you.
好，这就是我的一个开场白。
So that will be my opening.
我们现在来练两几节经文。
Let us read some verses from the Bible.
为了节省时间，我们一道来练，练英文的跟着我们的翻译一道念，念中文的跟我一道念。好。
For the sake of time, let us read it together in our language.
好，请你们中间有病了的人，他就该请教会的长老来，他们可以奉主的名。
Anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord, and the prayer of faith will save the one who is sick, and the Lord will raise him up. And if he has committed sins, he will be forgiven.
好，我们再念一段经文，我们大家一起。
And when Jesus heard it, he said to him, "Those who are well have no need of a physician."But those who are sick, I came not to call the righteous, but sinners.
好，我们做一个祷告。
Let us pray.
感谢主，今天在主日的时候，我们来到殿中来
敬拜
你。
Thank you, Lord. Today on this Sunday, we can come to your temple to worship you.
感谢主，你今天赐下这几节经文给我们。
Thank you, Lord, for giving us these verses.
愿它成为我们脚前的灯，路上的光，带领我们走在你的旨意中。
Become the lamp upon our feet and the light on our path to lead us walking in your path.
使我们能够靠住你的话，使我们能够面对前面的各样的挑战。
So that we can rely on your word to face whatever challenges.
而且是。
In tomorrow.
而且能够面临我们周围的人事物。
And we can also learn how to face and treat everyone and everything surrounding us.
愿我们的所行所言都能蒙你的悦纳。
May all our deeds and words be pleasing to you.
使你的名得荣耀。
May your name be glorified.
使爱你的人都得到平安和喜乐。
May all those who love you receive joy and peace from you.
得到造就。
And be built up.
奉主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. 我们人生啊，可以用四个字来做一个总结。
The life of a person can be summed up in four words.
生老病死。
Life, aging, sickness, and death.
我们每个人都面临着衰老、疾病和死亡的威胁。
And every one of us faces the threat of aging, sickness, and death.
我们今天就一起来领受神的话。
Today, let us receive Lord's word together.
看神是怎么样来教导我们来面对疾病的。
And let's learn how God teach us to face sickness.
刚才我们念的这两节经文呢，第一节呢，第一句呢，就是讲呢，神呢。他呢是用圣灵，用神圣灵的大能来医治我们。
So the verses we just read, the first one it says that by the Holy Spirit, God can heal us.
这个第二个经文呢，那神就是借着神所制定的规律来医治我们的疾病。
And the second verse indicates that God can also heal us by the natural law He has established.
神是用两种方式来医治我们。
There are two ways God can heal the sick.
医治的功能是神的能力。
The efficacy of healing is the power of God.
医治后的恢复是神的爱。
The recovery after healing is the love of God.
每个得医治的人都是神的恩典。
And everyone who is healed is by the grace of God.
我呢出一个选择题，我想请大家选择一下。
Here I have a multiple choice for you.
主耶稣医治病人。
When Jesus Christ healed someone.
下面有四个提法，你觉得哪一个是比较合适的？
There are four options for you to choose from. Which one do you think is the most appropriate?
第一个，神迹医治。
First one is miracle healing.
第二个，信心医治。
Second, faith healing.
第三个是超自然医治。
And the third is supernatural healing.
第四个是神迹医治。
And the fourth is divine healing.
你选择哪一个比较合适？
What would be your choice?
第几个？第二个。还有呢？声音大点。第四个。还有没有别的答案？你答对了。
So the last one is the correct answer.
为什么
？Why?
Why? 为什么？因为第一个和第三个，它是呢，除了神以外，其他的有些邪灵，它也有这个能力。
For the first one and the third one, besides God, some evil spirit may also do the same thing.
第二个呢，它是强调了个人的信心。而是忽视了主耶稣的旨意。
The second one emphasizes the faith of man, not the will of Jesus.
所以说，我们给这个神迹医治有一个 definition， 就是给有一个定义。
And therefore, we can define divine healing.
那就是什么呢 ？Divine healing。大家记得了吧？我希望大家能够把这个 concept， 把这个概念搞清楚。希望我们大家以后呢，不要说错了。
I hope we now have a very clear concept and understanding about divine healing.
神迹医治分成两类。
And divine healing can be categorized into two groups.
第一个呢是神直接的医治。
The first one is God's direct healing.
那就是我们刚才念的那个第一段圣经，雅各书五章十四到十五节。
Just as the first verse we read in James chapter 5, verse 14 and 15.
就是神他面对我们的儿女。面对人对他的祈求，他直接的医治。
It means that God, in response to the prayers from His children, He would heal someone directly.
你自己跟神之间的关系。
So it is your personal relationship with God.
第二个是神间接的医治。
And the second, God.Can heal people indirectly.
我们大家来念这经文，念这个我们大家来念到这个经文，大家一道念。
Let us read the scripture together. To each is given the manifestation of the Spirit.For the common good, for to one is given through the Spirit the utterance of wisdom, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another the gifts of healing by the same Spirit, but all these work that one and the same.
一个一个念好，还是大家一起念好？给我一个建议啊！
Can you?
我下次注意点，要明白这个意思啊。在这个节经文当中，我们有恩赐，我们的恩赐有不同，都是神赐给的。有一种恩赐啊，你。
So this.Verse tells us people may have different gifts, but all the gifts are from the Holy Spirit.
有一种恩赐的就是赐给一些人呢，他可以医治，用圣灵可以医治疾病。
One of those gifts is to heal by the Holy Spirit.
我把这种人呢，我把他整打个引号的，有神医。
I will call these people divine healer.
通过这个神医呢，圣灵呢医治好这个人的疾病。
So through this divine healer, Holy Spirit can heal someone's sickness.
这个医病的恩赐不是每个人能够求来的，也不是能够学来的。
This gift of divine healing is not something that we can ask for or we can learn.
我呢，也曾经求过神给我这个恩赐。
I myself once asked for this gift from God.
也有很多的人呢，帮助我来求，赐给我有这个治病的恩赐。
And also many people helped me to pray to God to ask for this gift.
但是我发现我没有这个恩赐。
But I realize that I do not have this gift.
这个直接的和间接的医治，他们都是圣灵的大能。
So whether it's direct or indirect healing, it's the power of Holy Spirit.
神迹医治的特点是什么？
What are some features of divine healing?
我们读圣经的时候，我们大家可以发现
，When we read the Bible, we can notice
这个耶稣医治疾病，它只有一个起点，它只有一个终点。
When Jesus healed someone, there was only the starting point and the end point of healing.
它这个过程有，但是我们看不到。
The process, of course, there is a process, but it's hidden from us.
它有下面几个特点。
So there are the following features.
疾病的医治是立即的，手到病除，口到病除。
The disease can be cured immediately, and it is cured by the hand and cured by the mouth.
疾病医治的方法极其简单，只需要口或手触摸等简单的办法。
And the method of treatment is extremely simple, such as speaking or touching.
疗效是完全的，是彻底的。
And the curative effect is complete and thorough.
能使死人复活。
It can raise the dead.
治疗是无条件的，包括有信心的和没有信心的人。
And the healing is unconditional, can be to those with or without faith.
神迹医治，它也有神的主权和人的责任。
In divine healing, there are both God's sovereignty and man's responsibility.
我们先看神的主权。
Let us look at God's sovereignty first.
我们大家一起来念这个经文。
Let us read the verse together. Lord, if He is willing, He can make me clean.
主若肯，必能叫我洁净了。主这个能是能力的问题。
So Lord's ability is the matter of power.
主的肯是旨意的问题。
And the Lord's willingness is a matter of will.
主的能力是受主的旨意支配的。
And the Lord's power is governed by His will.
只要主肯，什么病都能治。
If the Lord is willing, any disease can be cured.
人的责任。
Human responsibilities.
我们在神迹医治，我们人有没有责任呢？
So in the process of divine healing, do people have responsibilities?
第一个是人的信心。
Yes, the first one is man's faith.
好，我们大家，我先念，然后再请杨姊妹再念啊。耶稣转过来看见他，就说：“女儿，放心，你的信救了你。”从那时候，女人就痊愈了。
Let us read in English. Jesus turned and saw her and said, "Daughter, take heart. Your faith has saved you." From that time, the woman was healed.
可见对神的信心呢，跟神迹医治是密切相关的。
As you can see, faith in God and divine healing are closely related.
再念几。我们大家一道念。
Let us read the next verse together.
人非
Without faith, one cannot please God.
就不能得神的喜悦。在我们的现实当中，有很多的患者就是靠我们的信心向神祈求，病得医治。
In reality, many patients through faith in God pray to God and were healed.
刚才是讲的信心，这是人的责任。第二个。
So faith is Man's responsibility.
第二个是做见证。
The second responsibility is.
这是我们人的责，这是我们人的一个责任。
Testimony is also man's responsibility.
我们大家再来念这个经文。耶稣转过来看见他，就说：“女儿，放心，你的信救了你。”
They were clean when they went.
Oh, sorry.耶稣看见就对他说：“你去把身体给祭司看。”他们去的时候就洁净了。啊，这个上面少打了啊。主耶稣把大麻风的病人治好以后，他就叫这个病人马上到祭司那儿去查看。
So after Jesus healed the leprous people, he asked them to go to the priest.
祭司检查完以后，如果他确实证实他医治好了，就可以让他参加这个群体的活动，就可以参加献祭。
And the priest would examine them, and once he determined that the person was clean, that person could offer a sacrifice, can go to gatherings.
这就是一个见证。
And this is a testimony.
就成了一个不可推翻的事实。
And it became a fact that could not be overturned.
那么现在我们到哪个地方去找祭司去呢？
So nowadays, who do we go to for such testimony?
到哪去找？
Where can we find priests?
我想是到医院去找医生。
I think we go to hospitals and ask the doctors to examine us.
到一个比较权威的医院找一个权威的医生。
And we may go to a reputable hospital and find an authoritative doctor.
现在有没有神迹医治？
Are there divine healing today?
有没有？
Are there?
有。
Yes, there are.
这是一个争议很大的问题。
It is a very controversial issue.
我今天不去讲。
I'm not going to elaborate on it today.
有机会给大家讲。
Maybe there, we can have another opportunity later.
上世纪八十年代到九十年代。
In the 80s and 90s from last century.
灵恩运动第三波，也就是神迹医治，很活跃。
The third wave of the charismatic movement, that is divine healing, was very active.
因为我是个医生的一个背景。
Due to my background as a physician,
我对神迹医治呢 我过去没听说过。
Before I had not heard about divine healing.
我就充满了好奇和疑问。
And therefore, I was full of curiosity and questions.
那时候我住在旧金山。
At that time, I lived in San Francisco.
只要在旧金山地区，那个时候，只要举办过神迹医治的大会。
At that time, whenever there is a conference about divine healing in the San Francisco area.
讲座
or a seminar,
座谈会
or a symposium,
我都不会放过机会，我都会去参加。
I would not miss the opportunity to attend.
在这个期间呢，我就与北美，我们美国的这个华人教会。
So during this time, I had the opportunity to interact with someone in the North American Chinese Church.
开展这个神迹医治的一个推动者，就是领导者，那就是湾区爱修葡萄园的陈牧师。
So interact with Pastor Chen, who is the promoter or leader of divine healing movement, and he is from the Chinese Agape.Vineyard Christian Fellowship in the Bay Area.
我跟他有接触。
So I had some interaction with him.
有交谈。
Conversations.
而且有两次的合作。
And I also worked with him
for two times. 我把这两次经历跟大家简单讲一下。
And I'd like to share with you briefly the two experiences I had.
在一次神迹医治布道大会结束的那个晚上。
At the end of a divine healing conference, it was an evening.
这个陈医生，陈牧师呢，就找到我。
The Pastor Chen seeked out to me.
他就请我能不能够为这个神迹医治大会医治好的十个病人当中的一个做见证。
He asked me to give a testimony for one of the 10 people who were healed by divine healing during that conference.
我答应了。
I agreed.
但是有个条件。
But I had one condition.
我事先要见到病人。
I must meet the patient beforehand.
第二天见证会一个小时前。
And 1 hour before the testimony meeting the next day,
我见到了这个病人。
I met the patient.
他跟我讲，这个病人跟我讲。
The patient told me.
说呢，他经过这个医治呢，他感到很舒服了。
He said after the healing, he felt very good.
我呢就给他检查了一下。
And I examined him.
我就发现他有。腹水 ,ascites.
And I found that the patient has ascites.
而且眼睛有 jaundice, 有
jaundice in his eyes.
黄疸双腿水肿
edema of his,
edema,
of his legs.
我呢根据我的经验这个病人只能活一到三个月。
According to my experience, he will only live for 1 to 3 months.
那么我就私下就跟这个陈牧师讲。
So I told Pastor Chen privately.
神大概医治他了。
God may have healed him.
但是我没看见。
But I do not see it.
这个见证会能不能够延期半年？
So can we postpone the testimony meeting for half a year?
神需要真的见证。
What God wants.Is true testimony.
神不在乎时间。
God does not care about time.
那么陈牧师呢，就到幕后，就跟这个大会的那个神医，这个神医呢姓庄，他是从那个马来西亚把他请来的。
So, privately, Pastor Chen.Talked to the divine healer who they invited from Malaysia. His name is Pastor Chang Zhuang.
Zhuang. 据说这个庄牧师是全球华人教会当中神迹医治最有 power 的一个人。
So it was said that this Pastor Zhuang was the most powerful divine healer in the global Chinese church.
半年以后，庄牧师又来了。
After half a year, Pastor Zhuang came again.
我也来了。
So did I.
但是那个病人没来。
But the patient did not make it.
这个陈牧师呢，他就接着又跟我讲，他说呢，现在我再请你帮我检查一下一个病人。
So the Pastor Chen invited me to examine another patient.
是一个牧师。
This patient was a
pastor. 他得的是白血病。
He had leukemia.
我看到他的时候呢，他手上呢有那个 IV 那个装置。
When I saw him, he had an IV device in his arm.
我说你从哪来的？他说他从医院来。
So I asked, where do you come from? He said, I just came from a hospital.
我说你医治，这次你医治了以后，你觉得好的，好没好呢？他说好了。
So I asked him, do you feel like you are cured after the healing? He said, yes.
我说是这次神迹医治好的呢，还是医院的那个药物医治好的呢？
So I asked further, do you think you were cured or healed because of the Divine Healing Conference or because of the treatment you received from the hospital?
他说是神迹医治。
He said it's from the Divine Healing.
我呢私下又跟那个陈牧师讲。
So again, I told Pastor Chen in private.
我说我不知道他是有没有医治，我不知道。
So I said again, I cannot tell whether he was
healed. 我说即使是医治好了，我也不知道是医院的药物医治好的呢，还是这个神迹医治大会把他医治好的。
And even if he is indeed healed, I could not tell whether it's due to the hospital treatment or the divine healer.
我说我不能为他做见证。
So I said I cannot testify for him.
陈牧师接着又跟我说。
Pastor Chen said to me,
你以后啊，你能不能够做我的顾问？
Can you be my consultant or advisor in the future?
只要有神迹大会来了，我都请你来帮我检查一下。
So whenever we have this kind of divine healing conferences, I will need you to examine for me.
虽然我答应了，
Even though I agreed,
但是因为距离太远。
But because of the long distance between us.
另外一方面呢，医院也很多，医生也很多，也不一定就缺了我这一个。
And also at the same time, there are so many hospitals and doctors.
说了呢，以后呢，我们就慢慢的来往就比较少了。
So he may not need me, and therefore we did not contact each other so frequently afterwards.
但是之后，凡是有被神迹医治好的病人。
However, ever since, every time I heard a patient being healed through divine healing,
我都会去拜访。
I would go and visit the patient.
因为这个神迹医治啊，都是一些比较重的病人，比较不能够医治的病人。
Because those who claim to be healed through divine healing are, they have serious illness, untreatable illness.
我呢就有一些观察。
So I had some observations.
但是大部分的不是。我发现大部分的病人并没有被医治。
And I discovered most of these patients were not healed.
有被医治的。
There were a few that were healed.
那么通过了这些经历
Through these experiences,
特别我是啊，刚才我们念的那个《路加福音》十七章十四节，就是说，主耶稣叫那个大麻风病人医治好，叫他去看那个祭司。
So through these experiences, the words of the Luke 7.Chapter 17, verse 14, revealed to me. It's the verse we just read when Jesus instructed the leprous person to be examined by the priest.
这个就是使我感觉到 我受到了很大的启发。
That verse really speak to me. I had a revelation.
我的一个启发就是，圣灵医治，加上祭司的查看，再加上见证，就等于神迹医治。
So this is the revelation I have. Healing plus priest inspection plus witness equals divine healing.
这个完整的神迹医治。
This is the whole, the entirety of divine healing.
它是由三个部分组成的。
There are three elements.
一个是圣灵的医治。
One is the healing by Holy Spirit.
但是要有祭司查看。
But we also need to have the priest inspection.
现在来讲，就是要有医生来鉴定。
And in today's words, we need the patient to be examined by physicians.
这个时候，病人才可以做见证。
Only then can the patient bear testimony.
这个才是完整的一个神迹医治。
And that is the entirety.
那天那个见证会，如果不是我。的原因，那十个人都上台去做见证去了。
So the first experience I shared with you had not been me, the ten patients would all go and give their testimony.
这不是真见证。
And those testimony would not be true.
所以说，为主做真见证是我们基督徒的一个责任。
And therefore, to give true testimony.For God is one of the responsibilities we Christians have.
今天有没有神迹医治呢？
Are there divine healings today?
有。
Yes, there are.
符合神经的教导。
This is consistent with Bible's teaching.
而且有很多的人有好的见证。
And there are many people who have good witness or testimonies.
我们的刘长老在前几年就是被神迹医治好的。
Our own pastor Alex was healed through divine healing several years ago.
所以说主耶稣医治了也不例外，我们也应当这样做。
So those healed by Lord Jesus are no exception and we should do the same.
那么就是说，为什么我们有的人呢没有得到神迹医治呢？
But then, why did some people not receive divine healing?
这个有的人就认为，有人认为。
Some people think.
那比方说，林英恩运动第三波全国的这个 leader, 最领头人。
For example,the leader of the third wave of the charismatic movement,
John Weinberger.
John Weinberg.
John Weinberger 就翻译成中文叫温约翰。他说呢，为什么没有医治好呢？
According to him, why did some people not be healed?
因为人认罪不够。
It's because they do not confess their sins.
不顺心，不顺服。
Due to their disobedience.
祷告不恒心。
And lack of persistence in prayer.
祷告不具体。
Or lack of specificity in prayer.
有的人认为。
Some other people think.
缺乏信心。
It's due to lack of confidence.
如果你是有100%的信心。你的疾病就100%的得到医治。
According to them, if you have 100% confidence, your sickness or illness will be cured 100%.
如果你有50%的信心，你的病就好一半。
And if you only have 50% confidence, you'll be half cured.
如果你没有信心，
if you don't have any confidence,
你的病不得医治。
Then you will not be cured at all.
这两个都是强调了一个人的作用。
So both reasonings, they put emphasis on human faith.
但是他们忽略了一个更重要的一个原因。
And yet they ignore a more important reason.
神的主权。
God's sovereignty.
神在医治人疾病的时候，是需要有人有信心。
God does require faith when he heals people.
但是我们如果单凭我们的信心的话，那就是本末倒置了。
But if the healing is purely based on human faith, then the cart is put before the horse.
那神就是你的信心的仆人了。
If you look at it that way, then human faith becomes the master of God.
信心就是神的主人了。
So your human faith becomes the master of God.
所以说，神迹医治，它是由神的主权跟人的责任是合在一起的。
Therefore, divine healing. Is the combination of God's sovereignty and man's responsibility.
缺一都不可。
Neither is dispensable.
但是神迹医治最关键的因素。
But the most crucial factor for divine healing
是神的旨意，神的主权。
Is God's will and His sovereignty.
这是我们大家要认真的考虑。我们要尽到我们的责任，但是呢，责任在，主权是在神。
So this is something that deserves our serious consideration. We do need to have faith, but the crucial, the key is God's will and sovereignty.
我们再来谈谈医学中的，我们再来谈谈医学医治。
Next, let's talk about medical treatment.
神是用神迹医病，神也用医学法则来医病。神迹中有自然法则，医学中有神迹。
God uses divine to heal the sick, and God also uses medical laws to heal the sick. There are natural laws in divine and divine in medicine.
在这个里边也有神的主权和人的责任。
So in medical treatment, there are also God's sovereignty and man's responsibilities.
主耶稣当年，他能够，他去找他去叫，主耶稣当年就叫病人去找医生去看病去。
Jesus, he asked people to go to see a doctor.To receive treatment.
既然神叫医生去看病，那么他就一定要发展医学，让医生能够承担起看病的责任来。
Since the Lord asked the doctors to treat people, then he has to develop medicine so that the physicians will have the power and knowledge.To treat diseases.
医学的发展是神的恩典。
The development of medicine is by God's grace.
当年医治的大麻风病是用神迹医治的。
The healing of leprosy back then was considered divine healing.
现在的医生也可以医治大麻风病。
Nowadays, physicians can also treat and heal leprosy.
这也可以说是神迹医治。
That can also be said, or be considered to be divine healing.
过去很多的病不能够被得到医治。
Many diseases, cannot be cured in the past.
现在可以了。
But now they can.
这也是神迹医治。
It's also divine healing.
洗肾、脏器移植、抗癌药、克隆、干细胞、基因工程。等等
Dialysis, organ transplants, anti-cancer drugs, cloning, stem cell, genetic engineering, etc.
这些都是新的发展。
Those are new developments.
这些都是神迹医治。
These are all divine healings.
现在的医学还要往前发展。
Modern medicine will continue to progress.
很多的不治之症将来可能可以得到医治。
Many incurable diseases may be healed in the future.
我们要认识一点，这是神的恩典。
One thing we need to recognize is that these are by the grace of God.
这是神的主权。
This is God's sovereignty.
讲人的责任。
Let's talk about man's responsibility.
现在科学当中有两个非常危险，一个是 AI， 一个就是生物医学。
There are two fields in science are kind of dangerous. One is artificial intelligence, the other is the biomedicine.
它带来了伦理和道德的问题。
Because they bring about some problems or dilemmas, moral and ethical problems.
有两个红线我们不能踩，我们就是这个现代的医学有两个红线不能踩。
There are two red lines that should not be crossed.
第一个就是说，我们不能取代神来决定人的生和死。
First, we cannot replace God to determine humans' life and death.
我跟你讲，也不能决定人的性别。
And we can also not determine the gender of people.
现在很多人就想生男孩子、生女孩子，想自己来决定，这个是不符合圣经的。
There are some people who wish to determine the gender of their children. That's not according to biblical teaching.
第二个，不能牺牲别人的生命来达到自己的目的。
Second, you cannot sacrifice the lives of others to achieve your own goals.
现在有个很明显的就是 abortion， 就是堕胎的问题。
And obviously, this is related to the issue of abortion.
干细胞。
Stem cells.
你要取一个干细胞，你也会影响到其他的那个存活的细胞，也是伤害了别的生命。
If you experiment using stem cell, then you are also sacrificing others' life.
现在有规范。
There are standards.
不能够去突破这个红线。
These are the red lines that should not be crossed.
以后有机会我再跟大家再谈。
I can share more with you in the future.
那么我们现在回过头来了，就是说我们如何来面对疾病呢？
Let's come back to today's topic. How do we face diseases?
现在的现况是什么？
What is the current situation?
现代医学发展了。
With the development of modern medicine,
很多呢住在大都市的和郊区的，他们看病呢，基本上都是到医院去找医生看病。
Most people living in urban or suburban areas, they go to hospitals to seek medical treatment.
因此呢，祈求神迹医治的人少了。
And therefore, fewer people pray for divine healing.
但是相反的，那些落后的地方。
On the contrary, in backward places.
因为缺医少药。
Where there is a shortage of physicians and medicine,
他们求这个神迹医治的人呢就多。
Then there are more people who seek divine healing.
所以得到神迹医治的人就多。
And therefore, there are more people who receive divine healing.
这是一个现状。
This is the status quo.
我们在座的人。
Those who among us today.
我们有病。
When we are ill,
你是怎么去呢？你是去医院去看医生呢？你还是求神迹医治啊？
What do you do? Do you go to hospitals to see a doctor, or do you just pray to God?
一般的人都去医院去找医生。
Most people will go to hospital to see a doctor.
除非是不能医治了，你才来求神。
unless it's some untreatable disease, and then they will come seek God's divine healing.
但是有些基督徒
，But there are also some Christians.
他们不去求世上的医生和药物。
They do not go see doctors and medicine in this world.
而专一地寻求神迹医治。
And they solely seek divine healing.
在美国有一个教会，他们的成员就相信。
There is a church in America whose members believe.
对神有单纯的信心，可以医治所有的疾病。
Simple faith in God can heal all diseases.
如果运用其他的方法，比如去看医生，那就是表示对神缺乏信心。
To use other methods such as go see a doctor would indicate lack of faith in God.
结果这个教会呢，就很多的父母眼睁睁地看到了自己的儿女因为疾痛受苦，甚至丧失了生命。
As a result, there are many parents in that church who have watched their children suffer and even lose their lives due to various diseases.
如果他们为什么要这样子呢？就是因为呢，他们要符合教会，他那个教会啊，他要符合那个教会的教导。
Why do they do this? Because they wanted to conform to their church's teachings.
这个教会的孕妇的死亡率。
The death rate of pregnant women in this church.
孕妇的死亡率。
The death rate of pregnant women.
是全国美国的八倍。
Is 8 times higher than the national average.
儿童的死亡率
and the death rate of children
是全国的三倍
is 3 times higher than the national average.
那么我们怎么样来面对这个疾病呢？
So how do we deal with diseases?
第一个交托给神。
First, we must entrust it to God.
神迹医治是超自然的。
Divine healing is supernatural.
我讲这个超自然是神是超自然的。
When I say supernatural, I'm referring to God.
医学是自然律。
Medical treatment is by natural laws.
神迹医治和医学医治是神的左右手。
Divine healing and healing by medical treatment are God's right and left hands.
是医治人的两个途径。
These are the two ways people get healed.
神要医治你，用什么办法都可以医。
If God wants to heal you, any method will work.
神要是不医治你，什么办法都没有。
If God does not heal you, no method will work.
主权在神。
The sovereignty rests with God.
所以说我们现在的这些基督徒生病了，不管你大小。
So nowadays, when a Christian becomes ill, whether it's a big, serious or small disease,
我们首先把自己交托给神。
First of all, we want to entrust ourselves
to God. 求神怜悯，求神医治。
Ask for God's mercy and healing.
同时我们也到教会来请长老、牧者，也请我们弟兄姐妹来同心也来祷告。
We also come to church and ask the elders, pastors, and brothers and sisters to pray for us.
按手抹油。
And they can put their hands on us and they can anoint us.
求神的神迹医治。
And we ask for God's divine healing.
同时我们也把我们自己交托给医生。
At the same time, we also entrust ourselves to the physicians.
我们也把治疗我们的医护人员也交托给医生。
We also entrust the medical and nursing staff to God.
使我们有信心，使医护人员也有信心。
We ask God to give us faith and also, also give the medical and nursing personnel faith.
这个安排是神的安排。
This is God's plan.
虽然看起来是我们在安排，实际上安排是神在安排。
So it may seemingly be our own arrangement, but in truth, it's God's plan.
所以说呢，我们现在要把神迹医治跟医学医治要结合起来。
And therefore, we need to combine divine healing with medicine.
刚才我讲的那个牧师啊，得了白血病那个牧师啊，他又到医院看病，他又到神迹医治，他错不错呢？他错不错？
So, the second experience I shared with you, the pastor who received treatment from hospital but also go to divine healing conference, to have his leukemia healed. Was he correct in doing so?
他不错。他没有错。
Yeah, he did not make a mistake.
他想疾病得到医治。
He wants his illness be cured.
实际上，这个就是把神迹医治跟医学医治把它结合起来了。
And so that's an example where we see the combination of divine healing and medicine treatment.
我当时没有给他做见证，是因为呢，他非要说是神迹医治给他医治好的。
The reason why at that time I did not testify for him was because he said it's purely due to divine healing.
这种结合起来的例子就非常多。
But there are many examples of combining divine healing with medical treatment.
昨天我听到那个徐弟兄是吧？我现在名字搞不清。徐弟兄和他们夫妇昨天晚上做的见证。
Last night I heard a testimony from brother Xu and his wife.
实际上呢，就是神迹医治跟医学医治是结合在一起。
And it is another example where divine healing and medical treatment were combined.
美国癌症协会在2006年公布。
America Cancer Association announced in 2006.
在100个癌症患者中间，至少有10个。
Out of 100 cancer patients, at least 10 of them.
在没有接受任何治疗，而且或者是仅仅有少量的治疗就能够治愈。
They get healed without or with only minimum medical treatment.
美国的这个癌症协会把这种现象就称为治愈。
American Cancer Association call these cases as self-healing.
Yes.
Self-healing.
Healing. 或者是自然的消退。
Or natural remission?
Yeah, yes. Spontaneous
recession. Okay.
所以说呢，我们目前啊，希望大家首先交托给神，同时呢，我们呢求神医治，也顺从神的带领，让我们呢也要寻找现代的医学。
And therefore, it is my hope that when we are ill, we should entrust ourselves to God, we'll pray to God, we will obey God's will, but at the same time also seek medical treatment.
我跟你讲，我刚才讲这个十分之一啊，实际上是个好消息啊。
So the 10% I mentioned just now is a good news.
十个人当中有一个他就自然就好了，而且呢，少量治疗就好了。
One out of ten cancer patients, they can.
我今天给大家一点信心。
Heal without or with minimum treatment.
大家听了我这个讲道，可能蛮沉重的。
So I want to give you some uplifting news today.
如果用正常的话，可能人数还是不止十分之一的了。我讲的十分之一是治愈啊。
So the 10% I mentioned is those who get cured without or with only minimum treatment, medical treatment.
我们基督徒对医治的信心所在是什么？
So where is the Christian faith in healing?
我们忽略了一件事。
There's one thing we overlooked.
圣经告诉我们啊，耶稣到这个世上来啊。
The Bible tells us Jesus came to this world.
有些人找医生看病，医生耶稣是回避的。
Some people who see a doctor to treat their disease and Jesus.
Jesus.
Okay, so to ask Jesus to heal them.
Yes. 找耶稣看病，耶稣是回避不看的。
And Jesus did not treat their disease.
但是我们还要注意一件事情，耶稣和使徒医治的病人，病是好了。
But there is another thing we need to notice. Even those who were healed by Jesus or his disciples.
而且呢，死人复活了。
And some might even resurrected from dead.
但是这些人到今天有一个活到的吗？
But today, is any of them still living?
没有一个活到的。
None of them is still living.
这是我们在读圣经的时候，我们有时候也要要考虑到这个，我们有时候忽略掉。
This is something when we read the Bible, we should not overlook.
这说明什么呢？
What does it mean?
这说明主耶稣啊，在来之前，神迹医治和医学的医治，都是一个暂时的权宜之计。
It means that before the second coming of our Lord Jesus, divine healing and medical healing are both just temporary measures.
是神的一般恩典。
They are general grace from God.
它是对每个人的。
It is for everyone.
都是在神命定的生有时、死有时的范围之中。
They are both within the scope of God's ordained, a time to be born and a time to die.
但是我们要积极的地方，我们要看到。
But there's also a positive side we want to look at.
我们今天在这个地方有一些刚信主的，我们特别要注意这一条。
This is especially important for those of us who are new
believers. 神的意念超过我们的意念。
God's thoughts exceed our thoughts.
神的恩典超出我们所求所想的。
And God's grace exceeds our desires and thoughts.
神最关心的是什么？
What is God most concerned about?
他是关心我们的灵魂得救。
He is most concerned about the salvation of our souls.
主耶稣说，我到这个地方来是什么？是来招罪人的。
Our Lord Jesus said that I come to find sinners.
神的计划是等主耶稣第二次来的时候。
It is God's plan that when the Lord Christ returns,
所有死去的信靠主的人都要复活。
All those who have died and trusted in Him will be raised again.
这是神的特殊恩典。
This is a special grace from God.
在新天新地里。
In the new heavens and the new earth.
好，我们大家一起来念。
Let us read this verse together.
神
and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away.
这个就是主的福音的终极目标。
This is the ultimate goal of the Lord's gospel.
是我们根本利益的所在。
This is where our fundamental benefit lies.
是我们的信心的所在。
And this is where our faith lies.
Amen 吗？
Amen.
刚刚信主的有福气了，你有一般的恩典，你也有特殊的恩典。
Those who just believe, you are truly blessed because you have both the general grace and the special grace.
我们有了双重的恩典，我们还怕什么呢？
We have the double blessings. What can scare us?
所以当今，不管神是医治我们还是不医治我们。
So today, no matter whether God heals us or not,
我们都要相信神是信实的。
We should believe that God is faithful.
我们的好处不在他之外。
Our benefit is not outside of him.
我们都要乐意的接受。
We want to receive whatever.
我们相信神是信实的。
He gives us because God is faithful.
他将会把不朽的身体赐给我们。
He will give us the incorruptible body.
我们大家低头祷告。
Let us bow our head and pray.
主啊，因为我们的罪。
Lord, because of our sins.
因为我们对神创立的自然律的无知。
Because of our ignorance of the natural laws you established.
所以我们每个人都面临的死亡和疾病。
As a result, every one of us faces death and illness.
感谢主。
But we thank you.
神不仅在永恒中成就我们的灵魂体有永生。
You not only give us eternal life.
也在今生中解决我们的各种难题。
But also help us solving all sorts of problems we face in this life.
特别是医治我们的病痛。
Especially when you heal our illness.
能够为主做工更多。
So that we can do more work for you in this world.
也是我们能够享受神所赐的丰盛的人生。
And we can enjoy this abundant life God gives us.
我们要寻求神的旨意。
We need to seek God's will.
寻求神的赦免。
We need to seek God's life.
仰望神的医治。
And we will look up upon God's healing, divine healing.
请求教会的牧长弟兄姐妹 同心祷告。
And we'll ask the elders and pastors and brothers and sisters in church to pray for us.
也不忽略医生的医治。
But at the same time, we'll not ignore the medical treatment from doctors and physicians.
使神迹医治跟医学医治结合起来。
So that we can see the combination of divine healing and medical healing.
医治疾病是神的恩典，神的主权。
Healing is God's grace and sovereignty.
我们也要尽到我们的责任。
We also need to fulfill our responsibilities.
顺服神，信靠神。
We want to obey and trust God.
为主做真见证。使神得荣耀。
We'll do true testimony for our Lord so he can have all the glory.
奉主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.